another edition of the EG3 podcast. Back again, times two, baby. NASCAR playoffs is here, baby. Eddie Greer, the third host of this podcast, sports, running, whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri. Coming to you once again on this Tuesday. I've recorded now both episodes this week on Tuesday, August 26, 2025, primetime edition. I'm recording this just a tad before 8. Busy podcast night. Got my boy Alex Aiden coming up over on the K-State podcast here in a little bit. Figured get this one in and then hop on over there to record the K-State Iowa State loss and talk a little bit more about that before turning the page over to North Dakota. This is your first time listening to this podcast, EG3 podcast. Thank you so much for stopping by and giving us a listen here this week. Times two, because I've already recorded my update on the half season, so I'm not going to talk about that. That's all on Wednesday's episode, so go check that out. That should be out before this one, and then, of course, the NASCAR playoff preview will be coming out on Friday. So, basically, what could be pretty much between NASCAR and myself, big Labor Day weekend coming up. Ooh, I cannot wait. Cannot wait, baby. I'm looking forward to it across the board, really. So, anxious to find out where I'm at on the running side. And, of course, what is going to happen at Darlington. That is where the NASCAR Cup Series begins their playoffs this weekend, Labor Day weekend, Darlington, South Carolina. And the field is set. My goodness, Daytona. Woo! Lift up to the billing. And, yeah, if anything, now, again, there's going to be a scheduled preview at some point. I don't know if I'm going to get to it right now because we're going to be focused strictly, at least on the NASCAR side of things, the playoff drivers. And, of course, you got the elimination format. So, every three races, the bottom four is automatically eliminated from postseason contention. And, of course, it all lead up to the championship race out in Arizona. There, the crown will be Joey Logano getting another repeat for number four, or it's going to be somebody else racing that trophy at the end of 2025. So we'll see what happens there. We will keep track of it every Friday. Of course, that is what we're going to do here. Obviously, have my stuff going on as well, so I will do the best I can, but for sure, because this used to be a NASCAR podcast, of course, and we're going to keep the NASCAR theme here for this podcast. So if you're a big NASCAR fan, thank you. If you're a big fan of EG3, thank you. If you're a big fan of both, appreciate you, along with college football as well. Of course, I mentioned K-State earlier. K-State losing to Iowa State. Yep, they lost. So, and I've already expressed my thoughts on the K-State podcast plenty of times. So anxious to see what Alex's thoughts are. So I'm going to get my popcorn because Alex usually has some entertaining thoughts there as well. So I'm just fired up across the board there as well. But yes, Daytona, Ryan Blaney coming from 13 spot for two laps to go to end up in P1 and diminishing five playoff hopefuls in the process of that there as well. So my goodness, what a last two laps there. And yeah, for the first time in forever, for the first time forever, no overtime was needed in a plate race. You probably go back to Atlanta if we're going to categorize that as a plate race, right? Atlanta ended in regulation. So, really, the teardown guys, Jeff Gluck, Jordan Bianchi, y'all got it wrong. You got to go back to Atlanta a few weeks ago. That ended in regulation. Daytona also ended in regulation. So, but if you take Atlanta, I see their point, but y'all wrong. Atlanta ended in regulation there with the Chase Elliott getting by Brad Keselowski. And then that was all she wrote down. But speaking of Brad, a lot of big names, obviously, out. Daniel Suarez, who I picked in the fantasy, out. Justin Haley, out. Cole Custer, out. Let's see here. I know I'm leaving out two. But based on other big names, out of the playoffs. Kyle Busch for the second straight year, out of the playoffs. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., out. Chris Buescher, who I also had my fantasy. Well, did I have him on fantasy? I did. I had him on my fantasy team. He's out of the playoffs. So, and then, how about this? Alex Bowman catches a break. He both he and Tyler Reddick. Well, more inclusively, Alex Bowman, but Tyler Reddick caught a break there because both of these drivers who did wasn't locked in because they didn't win the race all year long, right? Tyler Reddick gets in a wreck first, and Alex Bowman was close by. He almost gets himself in a wreck in the wreck there. So Tyler Reddick hits the inside wall. Contact with Todd Gilliland, hits the inside wall, and kudos to that 45 team because it could have been so much worse for but for Alex Bowman, I thought he was you know what. Because boy, he on the next caution was involved in the big one with I want to say when Bubba Wallace was doing all that blocking, which in parentheses, he didn't need to really do that. he's my guy, but he's my other guy, but he didn't need to do all that blocking that early there in that race there. That was shenanigans right there early in the race there, but rarely do you see these plate races in regulation, and you have two in a row now in regulation there. Ryan Blaney, who already run a race, when you go back to, what, was it Nashville? Yeah, Nashville, where his other race was, where he won a race there several weeks back. So, wow, it's just what it is there. And not so lucky is those other guys there as well. So now, and I look at, when we turn the page now to the playoffs, Darlington is first up. And I'll get the rest of the schedule here kind of to end this podcast here. But so let's check out now because I already eliminated the guys who, well, they eliminated themselves. These are the 16 guys for the next, 10 weeks or so that we're going to focus on, right? And we're going to start right at the top. So right now, William Byron won a regular season championship, and he is locked up with Kyle Larson, his teammate. Both drivers are Hendrick drivers, right? And I look at this point spread, there's not that much separation. We look at from the number one seed, and I'm going to put William Byron number one seed over Larson because he won the regular season title. Because theoretically, looking at these playoff standings, they're 26 each apiece between Larson and from the cutoff spot between Larson and Byron. This is the EG3 podcast, NASCAR episode, playoff episode, Darlington, 80 Greater Third here on this edition of this podcast, which this NASCAR episode will come out Friday. And of course, the half C update, training update will come out Wednesday. So when y'all listen to this, that Good Life half C update will be already up. And I've been feeling really rainy this week. So y'all want to download that first before listening to this podcast. But anyways, yes, have that. Number three, Denny Hamlin, Joe Gibbs Racing, 23 up from the 12th spot, right? Your recent winner, Ryan Blaney, getting those precious points. Now, 20 to the good of the cutoff spot. Heading into your playoff opener. Penske Racing. Christopher Bell, Joe Gibbs Racing. Fifth seed. 17 up. Shane Van Gisbergen, SVG, right? Winning all those road courses. He comes in as a 6th seed. So all these reset with the and that include, for those that don't know, right? All these points reset to the playoff points. And you get the points reset with these drivers, right? And as the playoffs go along, with every 3 being elimination race, every 4, the last 4, get thrown in the trash can, right? Everything just resets itself, right? So, Shane Van Gisbergen not being in the top, originally not being in the top 16 in points, he's not a 6th seed in the playoff points there. Chase Elliott. And now, these guys don't have margin for error. Chase Elliott, 7th seed, plus 7 up to the cut line. Chase Briscoe, my other guy, right? Only 4 off the cutoff line. Bubba Wallace, like I just said, my guy, Bubba Wallace, starts out the playoffs in a nice spot. 2 up. Austin Cindric. Oh, by the way, Chase Elliott, Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Briscoe, Joe Gibbs Racing. And both, by the way, last time we were at Darlington, Chase Briscoe walk off for Shoot Hoss Racing to get himself into the playoffs. Bubba Wallace back to the playoffs. Last time he was in the playoffs, made a run to the Elite Eight. Okay? Austin Cindric, also two up. Penske Racing. Ross Chastain, only one of the good. To the play. Only one of the good, right? Trackhouse Racing. Joey Logano, your defending Cup Series champion, three-time Cup Series champ, only one to the good. That's what I'm talking about. This is why it's so tight. Because nobody ran with it. Nobody ran away with it in the regular season. So this is why I said, I don't think, in my opinion, you have margin for error. Now, theoretically, you can say, you know, you can finish, what, 14th, 15th, top 15, and still get away with it. Now, you can't, for these guys, from seventh on down, you have no margin for error, because when that green flag drops, it starts. The points start, right? So, this is where you're at. Enjoy Logano. If the transfer spot were to happen today, he would be the last driver in to continue on. The guys outside the cutoff line, heading in to the playoffs. Now, they're still in the playoffs. The opening round of the playoffs, they're still in. They have three races to get themselves inside that top 12, right? These guys are Josh Berry, Wood Brothers Racing, early in the season, upset, Las Vegas Speedway, right? One point out. Tyler Reddick got in to the luck of the wrecks. 23-11. Also above Wallace, 23-11 Racing. Tyler Reddick, one out, point out. Austin Dillon, two out. And Alex Bowman, Hendrick Motorsports. All four Hendrick Motorsports get in. Five out. So that's the situation heading in to Darlington, right? Berry, Reddick, Dillon, Bowman sitting out of the transfer position heading in. And again, and then of course, let's throw this in there. I haven't said this yet. Whoever one of these drivers win a race within these three rounds, let's go, baby, let's go. They automatically transfer to the next round. So any one of these drivers, a Berry, a Logano, a Briscoe, a Byron, right? Win a race within these three races, opening round of the playoffs, you automatically get a pass ticket to the next round. So it doesn't matter what you do. You win, you're in. But if you don't, you better be inside the top 12 and then next to the top 8. Yeah, so you're in the 16, right? You have to be in the top 12 to advance. Then in 12. Then you have to be in the top 8. And then you have to be in the final 4. That's better, right? Right. So, yeah, man, I'm excited to see how this shakes out. I'm going to pull out the schedule here in just a second. This is the EG3 podcast, Eddie Gritter III here on this latest edition of the podcast here, folks. So, yeah, man, I'm really excited to see what is going to happen. As I'm going to see if I can pull up the playoff schedule here real quick. Let me see. Yes. Okay, yeah. So, in the current fashion, right? Yeah. All right. So, now we switch over to the... Yeah, we switch over to what they call it, the round... For those of you new, now we switch over to the round of the schedule, right? And I'm just going to go through it because... Yeah, so, right now, we're in, basically, the quarterfinals, right? No. Whatever, this round of 16, right? The Cookout Southern 500 goes down this Sunday on USA. That starts at 6 Eastern. That's 5 o'clock Central Time, folks, for those that are living in Missouri, Kansas, Texas, Nebraska. You know what I'm talking about right there. And then, interesting enough, next week, Gateway. How did Gateway get in the playoffs? So, Gateway St. Louis. I was just over there. St. Louis. Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. Here we go. We got a ninth inning rally going, baby. The Braves take the lead over the Marlins here, folks. I told you. This is NASCAR Sports Running Edition of the podcast. So the Braves playing right now. This will be old news anyway. But reacting, y'all probably reacting. What is Eddie doing? Well, Eddie's reacting to the Braves taking the lead in the ninth inning over the Miami Marlins here. As he now has extended it to a 5-2 lead. It was 2-2 in the ninth inning. And now the Braves open up a can of whooping on them here by three. Anyways, enjoy Illinois 300 in Madison, Illinois, Gateway. It's close to St. Louis. I was just in St. Louis a couple weeks ago. That's on September 7th. And that is the same day. Might as well just transition it, folks, to the Plaza 10K. Which I talked about that a little bit on Wednesday's episode, right? I'm not going to talk about it too much, but that was going to be out. And we're in because the fact that I'm going to see where I'm at on that. I'm feeling racy, just like I said on the Wednesday show. So there's that. So a big week across the board. So you have the Darlington race on Sunday, then an EG3 event. EG3 race in Leawood. Well, I'm not sponsoring it, but EG3 will be in Leawood. See how I'm recording this on Tuesday night. So I did not. Oh, and oh, by the way, as I'm recording this podcast, I did not get into to new PT. That's not even going to happen until next Friday. So I got to manage it, but we'll see what happens. I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling okay right now. Feeling good. That's going to be another thing. We'll see what happens on the track. Pretty much going to be my last little bit of mini speed work before Monday's come back to Leawood. Oh, yeah. Like I said, I got a little something for everybody, baby. Let's go. Let's go. So, oh, man. I wasn't like this last year. I swear. I was not like this last year before race. That's why I say, yeah, it's better to be married than not to be. And, boy, I tell you, we got something for everybody here in Kansas City. I tell you that. But, so, okay, so you have Darlington, Leawood, St. Louis, well, then the Plaza 10K, then St. Louis. Woo! And of course, and oh, by the way, in between that, Dallas versus Philadelphia. Thursday night football returns, baby, on NBC and Peacock. Ooh! I did not expect to throw it in an NFL reference tonight. I just did it. Dallas, Philadelphia, next Thursday. NFL is back. We already had college football back. NFL is back. The defending world champion Philadelphia Eagles, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, taking on the, well, what's the word I'm looking for here for Jerry Jones? The much overrated Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys there on Thursday Night Football to open up the NFL season. And then, of course, actually, yeah, on Friday, you got the Chiefs. Oh, yeah. Big news around the sports world and music world. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift getting engaged. And funny enough, I was in the cars getting ready for delivery. And cut on my work vehicle. Hit the road. And all of a sudden, boom! Breaking news right off the bat at noon. I'm telling you, right off the bat, the midday show guys from 96.5 The Fan, Cody and Gold, made the announcement. That's how I first heard it. They're right there at noon on the radio, right there on my way to Independence, which I got nothing. I better not say Independence, Missouri, but. Yeah, that's how I found out, right there on the spot. So, and then of course, I'm in a group chat with several group chats anyways, and that was blowing up a little bit. So sorry, y'all. I heard it first on the radio. So there you go on that. So really, it's a huge week across the board. So again, I might have to wind it back a little bit. So one more time, EG3 Nation. EG3 Podcast, underneath the 3Y Podcast, if you're interested in subscribing. You might as well do that. EG3 Podcast underneath the 3Y Podcast with EG3, iTunes, Spotify. We're listening to your favorite podcast. So again, let's run it back. Starting on with Sunday, right? Cookout, Southern 500 on Sunday night. Sunday afternoon into Sunday night. Leewood, EG3, the return to action to the PR course. That's the last time I PR'd in a 5K race. Leewood, 2 years ago when EG3, he didn't just win the age group. He won the entire race, the whole number one, the entire thing, right? I'm going back there to prove a point. And potentially, finally, get that elusive sub-17. So there's that. And then, Thursday night, you got Dallas, Philadelphia to kick off the NFL portion. And then you turn around. Friday, got the Chiefs and Chargers in a division showdown in Brazil. Got that. And then Saturday, more college football. And then, of course, Sunday, Plaza 10K. Right here, Kansas City, Missouri. That was even on my schedule to begin this block. Well, it's in it now. And I cannot wait. Ooh-wee. Boy, if I can get through, if I just get through this week, which, again, I'm being careful here, but once I get through it, should be okay. We'll find out soon enough here. And then, of course, to wrap up a huge week, you have in another run of score for Atlanta Braves, 6-2 over Miami. You have to kick off, to put a bow on a huge week in sports for this podcast, the Enjoy Illinois 300. So that is what's on the table there. And then the first elimination race. I'm probably going to stop it. Wait, how much time we got here? We got some time, a little bit. The Bass Pro Shops night race in Bristol, Tennessee. The first elimination race of the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. So, you better be, that's kind of a little bit of a wild card race right there. So you better be right there in the top. Like I said, you have to be in the top 12 to advance. Or when you automatically, assuming you pass post-tech, your car has to pass post-tech, you have to win a race or you have to be in the top 12 to advance. The final four, so the bottom half, the bottom third, the bottom fourth, easy math, I should have easy math. So 13, 14, 15, 16. If you're in one of those spots at the end of, in that Bristol race, you're done. Your season is over. So there's that right there. And yeah, I'm going to stop it right there because that is what we're going to focus on. That's what we're going to focus on right there. So three different racetracks. So you have less than a mile and a half racetrack in Darlington, old school. And to me, Darlington is one of my favorite races of the year because old school feel to it, right? And then you have St. Louis, Gateway, flat, kind of reminds me of New Hampshire a little bit, short track, and then the famous Bristol. Oh, yeah, speaking of Bristol, how about them Atlanta Braves, baby, winning that Speedway Classic? There you go. So there's that there as well, and I got another rant here in a second. So that's what we got going on, and I'll just do my final four picks right here. Right now, right? And boy, it is hard. And no, I don't have Joey Logano making it. Woof. I'm putting myself on the spot. So Larson got him in the mix, right? Let me see if I can pull things back up here for a second. Larson, yep. I'm gonna continue that Chase Briscoe thing. Yep. A.K.A. replaced Martin Truex Jr., my favorite driver. I'm gonna say Chase Briscoe, but put him in there. Yep. Let me see here. Ooh, boy. I'm gonna say Blaney. Yep. Ryan Blaney. Yep. Christopher Bell. That's my championship four picks. On the spot. Live. Here on the EG3 podcast. So, mark it. Kyle Larson. Christopher Bell, Chase Briscoe, and Ryan Blaney. That is my final four right there. So lock it down, baby. Lock it down right there. Like, and no, I don't have Denny Hamlin. Sorry, my guy, Denny Hamlin. No, I don't have Joey Logano. Nope. No, I don't have the regular season champion. Nope. So, and I don't have Tyler Reddick. Nope. Or Bubba Wallace. Nope. So there's that. So there's my four right there. So I have two JGR guys, a Hendrick, and a Penske guy. And boy, the Braves, boy, Eli White out here making some hits out here as well. The Eli White, the MVP of the Speedway Classic. How's the press? Well, Eddie going wild tonight on this podcast, folks. So the Braves are going absolutely wild on the Marlins here in the ninth inning as recorded again. It's going to be old news anyways, but hey, I'm just relaxing live on here. So there's that here. So that is my final four for the championship four in Arizona. So again, let me tell you it again. Larson going back over there. And you probably say Chase Briscoe is a surprise, but I know that team because Mark Trish Jr. used to drive for that team. So that's why I'm rolling with that pick. Blaney and Bell. So that is my championship four picks right there going into the season. So I should put like an Alex Gold put some circuit money on that. So we'll see. But so we'll see about that. But anyways, so I'll write it down there, and we're going to roll with it here, folks, on this podcast. So there you go. And another rant to end this week on this podcast. I already ran it one time on here for the running. You'll have to go back and listen to Wednesday episode for that. But my guy, Joe, yeah, I got to call you out. Joe, my coworker, what are you thinking? Okay, y'all putting way too much stock. Okay, Aaron Freeman. I love you, my guy. Locked On Falcons was that reference on here plenty of times on here. I'm sorry. I gotta throw you on the bus here a little bit. Why are you overreacting to preseason games? I have no idea, especially this Cowboys game. And on the flip side, my guy Joe, what are you doing? Saying, how about them Cowboys? Get out of here with that shit, man. Come on, man. What are we doing here? It's like, you making a big deal out of a win. Yeah, you beat us. So what? It's a preseason game. Y'all whooped our ass. I get it. So what? This is not a regular season game. If we're going to season game, then, yeah, I understand. I totally get it. But I don't understand some of y'all overreacting to a little-ass preseason game, especially last game. That's the issue I got with here. So my guy Aaron Freeman, I love you, my guy, but that can't happen. I know it's your podcast and all that, but I didn't like that. I didn't like that episode. Did not like it whatsoever. And Joe, my guy, you're Dallas Cowboys or something else. I tell you that. So and get pumped up for a lame ass preseason win. No, that ain't gonna fly, my guy. That's just not gonna fly whatsoever. So, yeah, that's just y'all getting excited for nothing over a little ass preseason game. And that's our first win. That's our first win of preseason. Get out of here. Get the hell out of here with that stuff, man. Yeah, you just cannot. You just can't. And now, again, if this was a regular season win, I totally understand that. 100%. But to get pumped up over preseason? Nope. That's not gonna fly, my guy. I'm sorry. I can't get down. I can't get down with you with that. So we'll see what your Cowboys do against the Eagles on Thursday night, folks. On that, so I just gotta get that off my chest. Yeah, I've been feeling ranty. Woo! A nice little sunset here on this Tuesday night in the EG3 confines, folks. Here, but. Yeah, I can't get down with that. Y'all overreacting now. I'm a Falcons fan. I get it sometimes, but I'm not going to be putting stock in preseason games. Now, I know we lost McGarry for the season. That sucks ass. Got that notification before. Was it before or after the Taylor Swift? It's my bad. Travis Kelce. I almost said Jason Kelce. My bad. I'm sorry, Jason. Before the Taylor Travis extravaganza news. Trying to think. I think it was. I want to say it was after I got that over the radio. So yeah, that's unfortunate there. Yeah, a lot of questions on both offensive lines for Atlanta and K-State for that matter. But we'll talk. We might have to throw that in there a little bit on the next sports episode of this podcast. So yeah, I just want to throw another rant to end y'all week, end y'all's work week on this podcast. So it's been a big week for this podcast. It could be even a bigger week as we head in this week. Cause I can't wait. Cannot wait for next week to go down all across the board. Football, running, racing. It all goes hand in hand, baby. I just can't wait for it to unfold. We'll see how everything shakes out. Of course, you'll get a postcast on Leawood 5K, Labor Day 5K, and I might put in one. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens. I don't know. I haven't thought too much about it yet, or it'll be separate. So you get either one of each or all in one. So we'll see about that. And of course, you'll get a recap of every playoff game. We'll talk about these playoff drivers and all that. And we'll see who's going to move on to the round of 12 and who's going to be eliminated following Bristol. But Darlington on the list to kick off the 2025 NASCAR playoffs this weekend on Labor Day weekend. The EG3 podcast, once again, get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on either once or twice a week. Make sure you enjoy these rants. Enjoy. or enjoy the football. You enjoy listening to the recaps of Eddie's running, Fast Eddie's running. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast. We're listening to your favorite podcast there as well. iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite genres of podcast. We have made it to the finish line on another edition of the EG3 podcast. Thank you so much once again for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast. Again, Eddie Greener III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. We'll talk to y'all again next week. Enjoy Labor Day weekend. We out.